Idiots online or way too comfortable committing felonies on TikTok. That's why I find it incredibly entertaining when they finally find out in federal prison. As this imbecile took to TikTok to say he's going to pop ICE officers.
Hey, you were pulled up when I was not there? Oh, so boy, you gotta get next time I see you. Bring the whole cavalry.
And it didn't take long for him to be identified down to the university he attends, as several social media users reported him to the feds. And then the mainstream media shared his information, saying he has since deleted the video, but the internet is forever. As this isn't even the first time we've seen this short-sighted idiocy online, purposely posting controversy, hoping you'll gain internet notoriety. But like that wannabe Somali, best case it gets attention and you get arrested. Worst case, it gets attention and you get greenlit and attacked whenever seen in public. As initially, this idiot seemed worried when he saw his news story, posting a series of apologies that originally seemed sincere.
I made a severe and continuous lapse in my judgment. I don't expect to be forgiven. I'm just here to apologize. I truly did not mean what I meant. I was just trying to be funny. I always try to push the boundaries with my content. I'm always trying to be that guy, you know. But I wasn't that guy. For my fans that are defending my actions, please don't. I don't need to be defended for what I did. I need to own up to my actions.
But then got angry at the internet's reaction to him.
I was just trying to be funny, but I wasn't really being funny. I'm really sorry to everybody.
And some of the comments under the video has been really unflattering. It's just racism at this point. In my original video, I wasn't even being racist. I was just joking.
But then went right back in antagonizing ICE.
I want to say I'm really sorry for what I said to ICE. And I just want to talk about why I am in the wrong. So you know.
Where I muted it, but he's just playing a kid's song over a montage of him essentially mocking them. As strangely, this is exactly what Johnny Somali did across Asia. Antagonize the locals, then get angry they retaliated against him, getting scared and publicly apologizing, only to immediately revert back to his old antics as a way to capitalize on all this new attention. It backfired quite nicely for that fake Somalian guy, as he's likely going to do years in Korean prison. But this new idiot's TikTok is actually worse. As first, he threatened Fed lives for up to 10 years in federal prison. Posting it online makes it classified as interstate threats for 5 years. And adding everything up, he could face a max of 28 years of incarceration. But more realistically, he could plea for 2 to 5 years Fed time. But honestly, I hope he does all 28, if for nothing else but to set an example that the feds aren't playing when you say you're going to end them. As this isn't a silly social media trend, but it's definitely becoming a trend of evil individuals thinking they can gain internet fame by saying they're going to commit a violent crime, and this won't stop until they start locking them up. Where he wasn't the only one.
Let ICE come to my job or my house or my neighborhood. I promise you, I will be like that lady in South Carolina, and I will use my Second Amendment rights.
Pretty much suggesting a violent civil war.
We need to take the fight to them. It's a pure numbers game, bro. It's a pure numbers game. Yes, some of us are going to lose lives. Some of us are going to be arrested. Some of us are going to be injured. For a lot of you young men, you feel like your life doesn't matter. Go out there and ICE. You'll be a hero. We need it for all of eternity, for the rest of American history. If y'all want to be serious about ICE, if y'all want to be serious about this revolution, the first step, you got to make peace with your...
Even getting the agents' kids involved.
You know, ICE agents have children, too. Most of them have children, too. And it's not as hard as you think to figure out who they are, where they go to school. It's not hard at all.
And these aren't idle threats, as they've already shot at ICE, rammed them with vehicles, causing them to fire back, and even fired on a federal facility, ending the lives of several undocumented individuals they're allegedly trying to save. So not just the first guy, but all those idiots online need to do a couple decades in prison just to put out the message, this isn't acceptable, even if Chinese TikTok will make them famous for their efforts. we need to make it abundantly clear, threatening the end the feds or their families will do nothing to deter Trump's administration from enforcing our borders.
Shields up and guns drawn, Ring surveillance video shows more than a dozen armed federal agents descending on a Burnsville home on Saturday. Multiple Latino people who rent rooms there were arrested by ICE after being followed home from the store. A portion of the video shows one man being taken down in the driveway and another woman running inside to her child.
You shouldn't be rolling around in unmarked vans. People have the right to know who's following them, and you can see there's fear in the people that are getting out of the car in that video.
But that's federal authorities. They often don't let local authorities know when these enforcement operations are going down.
But Minnesota Democrats can complain all they want. It won't stop the feds from arresting all of them, including any Americans that threaten them.
Two New Jersey brothers under arrest and charged with threatening to DHS Assistant Secretary Tricia McLaughlin, Ricardo Antonio, and Emiliano Roman Flores allegedly posted on X that they wanted to torture and kill her. Other social media posts alleged from the brothers' account reportedly referred to ICE agents on site.
It's nice that ICE finally has a backbone, where it's only a matter of time until that first guy finally finds out. And it would be somewhat sad for an 18-year-old to do the next 28 locked away, but he's clearly guilty. He uploaded the evidence himself, and even that follow-up that shows he doesn't even seem sorry. So at the very least, the local state university he's attending should immediately expel him, as he's a danger to everybody. But I don't expect much from Minnesota, where their main university seemed more focused on teaching about the whiteness pandemic. And who exactly was funding this horrifying study? At Minnesota's public university, none other than the American taxpayer. Where at this point, tear that entire system down. As when Minnesota isn't spending more tax dollars on brazenly racist studies, they're sending over $1 billion to fraudsters in Somalia that is allegedly ballooning to over $8 billion the more they investigate. But the most insane aspect about this is the state is more than aware of these violent individuals on TikTok making claims of terror. They know this endangers everybody, but instead of tapping their local state university to quickly identify and arrest him, he likely won't see a smidgen of prison until the feds step in, which snitches on their entire system of whose side they're actually on. So if you appreciate alliteration over my concise, light-hearted commentary on the tragic status that is today's reality, subscribe to Decoy.